You're watching The War Room with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to The War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Thursday afternoon, the 9th of April, 2026, joined in studio by Jesse Beltran and Edward Zoll. Of course, they were on with Alex Jones, but there's just so much to talk about. We couldn't get into all of it. Welcome to the show, fellas.
Thank you. Pal. Pleasure.
So where should we pick up where you guys left off on Alex Jones, or should we get back to sort of the reason why y'all were here in the first place, which was the revelation of the ghost murmur technology? Now, full disclosure, yesterday when the ghost murmur, you know, revelation came out, I was a little bit suspicious. It sounded to me like something that they didn't want us to really know how they found the guy, or it just seemed like, is that really the most effective way to find a downed pilot? Look for his heartbeat. It seems like there would just be other ways to do it. And so I was just sort of suspicious of this revelation. But y'all are saying it's real. The ghost murmur quantum device was actually probably deployed here.
Absolutely. Well, you got to remember, after that magic jab, we've all been exposed to these specific types of amplifying metals that were in the vaccines, and then we're exposed to in our ecosystem now, our waters, our grasses, our foods. And so that makes each and every one of us basically a human antenna. So you put that in conjunction with the technology that they're referring to, they're actually what they were honing in on was the frequencies that are being emitted and can be detected via this technology. And so I spoke to an MI6 whistleblower who Oxford educated PhD, and he is very familiar with this because he has a special skill set. He finds hidden bombs with magnetometry. And when I asked him about this quantum magnetometry technology, he says, there's a debate in physics right now among the physics community that it's not possible because of its distance amplifications are not there. But he said they left out one important aspect. They didn't talk about the amplification that was being put in every human person on this planet. And that they're being, he says, when you do that and you use pulse modulated RF, then the physics maps out. So this is how they detected him. But he says these are very, very sensitive satellite mechanisms, but it can be done. Now, remember, they say that each human being has a unique signature that they can track globally. So there's not one place to hide on the planet right now.
Okay. So how does it work? Because, again, I'm, you know, just sort of from a cursory view, and again, the reason why I was sort of suspicious about it is because obviously the term ghost murmur sounds like it's listening for sound, but that's not what's really happening.
No, it's actually looking for, in this aspect, we're talking about the pilot.
Yeah.
They're actually, because this system is already installed in all of our soldiers, they're actually using a form of green laser light and measuring red laser signatures that come back. And so when there's a fluctuation in that, they can tell where exactly that person is. And that's what they're using, without getting too in detail, because it does get pretty intense with the mathematics and the physics that the formulas that they're utilizing. But our MI6 whistleblower did verify that this is very feasible. And this is the mechanism which they probably used in order to find him.
And when multiple, you know, sources are saying the same thing, it starts to correlate together. You start to say, okay, maybe the crazy is possible. And you're correct to question it. I mean, bloody hell, everything we're being told by the government is a lie. But look, the key here, if what they're telling us in this case actually is true, all right, take a step back and now think about this. The U.S. government, through the CIA, has the capability to find anybody.
Right.
How are they using it, Harrison? Well, are they using it to kill the leader of Iran? Are they using it to rescue a pilot, but they're not using it to rescue children that are missing throughout the globe? They're not using it to rescue mothers and fathers who are lost during natural disasters? No, they're keeping this technology and in reserve for, you know, emergencies, but in their case, to kill, to hurt, to harm. They're using it for evil. But look, every American, you own this technology.
Right.
Why don't we have this technology find Nancy Guthrie?
Right.
And well, now we know this technology is obviously real to a degree because they're using sniffer planes, they're using helicopters. It's so much worse than this. Every single human being on the planet is mapped.
Right.
You tie that to the satellites, you tie this to Elon Musk's Starlink, and you tie this to the jab, whatever was placed inside of us, whether it be nanotech, whether it be the other poisons. You now have a panopticonic surveillance grid that was once talked about in fiction and now is our very nightmarish reality.
Yeah. So was it a satellite-mounted sensor that they were using for this, or
these are satellites that have the capability of highly sensitive magnetometry aspects of them, and so that's how it was utilized.
So, are they looking for do they have the guy's signature already, and they're looking for that specific signature? Or are they looking for just the human signature? If they can map and track everybody on the planet, are they just seeing this is a human and we can track him everywhere, or can they connect that to an identification?
Well, it's a multifaceted system, so I would say it's all of the above. Obviously, if they already know, if you're a U.S. soldier in the military, I can tell you that in my work, I have been scanning special ops soldiers, and they are coming up with a unique frequency, and that frequency ties back to NATO. Okay? Now, it would be hard not to imagine that each and every U.S. soldier is mapped. And so you would have to know that unique frequency already to know who you're looking for specifically.
Right.
Because that would be put in a database. They'd be able to pull that up, and then they know what signature to go after.
Well, think about it. Yeah. The airports in Europe right now, you're going through passport control. You're no longer having to show your passport. Right. Europe is leading the way with this new form of digital identity.
Yeah.
You are the passport now. And I just came back with Jesse from El Salvador coming through Miami Airport. I didn't show my passport. They had a brand new system in place. And they said, hey, they have the people, the workers, they weren't even sure how to do it. They were arguing with each other how to conduct this kind of scan.
Wow.
But it was a version of this. And mm-hmm. Look, it's clear as day. This year is the year of revelation. They're going to reveal that this technology is not fictional, that they can now track and also identify, and even, and as we found with Rafe, invade the privacy of your brain. And they can use this to blackmail you, control you, to make you think you're crazy, right? It's a form of gaslighting.
Yeah, and of course it reminds me of the device we apparently used in Venezuela, the discombobulator, and I actually have a video about that we can go to in just a second. But just to point out, because you brought it up, that this technology is never used to help the American people. It just will not be used to help the American people. I always reference the surveillance they have on the internet where, like, if you put up a picture of Alex Jones on Facebook, it gets taken down, your account gets deleted. I mean, they can do that. Yet somehow they deal with, like, 117 million reports of child sexual abuse material. So it's like they have the technology to stop all crime, arrest all shoplifters, stop all child abuse, and they use it exclusively to stop Alex Jones from getting his message out. It's like, this is how this technology is always being utilized.
It's never centralized government control is never used to benefit the individual.
Okay? Yeah,
that's just the truth of this matter.
It's just frustrating.
I think with this technology, I mean, Jesse's been researching this for a good portion of his life at this point. Okay, when I first met Jesse, I wasn't sure what to think about much of this. Since then, I mean, Jesse can share the stories. Traveling with him is stressful, okay, because of the information that he's gathering, researching, and accumulated. There's multiple intelligence agencies. They're always after him. They're trying to spy on him. I don't know how much we want to get into with devices, but I'll just say this. The information that we have uncovered, I think it's further reinforced by the fact that there are other dark entities that are trying to see what Jesse's finding. And I think what Jesse's found is it's the truth is that the government has found a way to pierce that veil. The veil of privacy, the veil of you know, shadows. They are in your brain, they're in your house, and the Internet of Things, all the devices and all the new technology, it's part of this panopticonic surveillance grid that's now invaded your mind.
And it is amazing how all this stuff is just being announced now, because we have known about this forever. Obviously, Alex was showing those videos from 27 years ago, but I just remember getting in arguments in high school or whatever, going, you know, guys, they can use Wi-Fi to see through walls. Do you not know this? And now sure. It's like it's acknowledged, and they're, you know, you'll find an article in Wired magazine like, isn't this a cool use of Wi-Fi? And it's like, no, not. It's kind of terrifying, actually. But all of this stuff, why do you think it's all coming out right now? Why do you think it's being unveiled right now? Because they've had this stuff for decades. Now it's becoming public. Why do you think that is?
Well, for many reasons. We just came back from El Salvador interviewing Dr. Jack Cruz, and what he unveiled to us was very jaw-dropping, and it gave me a totally different perspective, and it brought tied everything together. The reason, obviously, is control. You master the human mind. The first superpower to do that will be the superpower to rule the world. Yep. President Putin said that to the Politico in an article. And we know that all of the superpowers of the world have this specific technology and the capabilities of doing this. So, obviously, control is an aspect of this. The other aspect of this is, you know, we're into a new paradigm in healthcare. They're trying to feed this to us that frequency medicine is going to be the new age of the future. And the bottom line is they've been able to cure a lot of diseases that they haven't disclosed to us because Big Pharma has been in control and these corporations have a lot of power and all they care about is money. You know, what is their ROI?
Yeah.
You know, and how do we keep the cattle in a recurring revenue state? Okay, that's why they give you these medications that really don't cure anything.
Right.
Or before, it used to be that. We did prophylactic medicine. How can we prevent a disease or an illness happening in the future? That's done. The health industry has been weaponized against us. Okay, that's another aspect of this. What we learned from Dr. Jack Cruz is that we are now in a six mass extinction event. And I want you to think about this. What he showed us, and very methodically, we know that there is a polar shift happening. We know that it is moving from west to east, and at some point it's going to be directly over Russia. Okay. What we are not being told, and he says, I don't know why the elites aren't telling anyone this, but we are losing the magnetic protection. So our force field around the world that keeps out radiation
is weakening.
Yeah, is weakening.
Right.
And it's weakening at a rate over the last 20 years, he says, which is equal to over 160 million years.
Yeah.
But it's happened in this short of time. So instead of a gradual curve on a graph, it's now perpendicular. And he was very distraught about this. He wasn't sure whether he should share it. But he did this for us in our interview for the first time, and this is what we showed the world today. So think about that. There are only going to be a few areas on the planet where it's safe for humans to be. We have how many billion people on the planet? Over 8 billion?
Right, yeah,
8 billion approximately. The majority of those people are going to perish during this event, except for the people who are in those green zones. So what we're looking at in my hypothesis is this, is now because of my work and tying in what Dr. Cruz is sharing, is that we're going to globally triage
the population.
Planet.
Yeah.
So you're going to have, you know, I'm a firefighter paramedic. If we have a mass casualty incident where you have hundreds of victims, you lay out a green area, a yellow, a red, and a black. Black is those who are going to die, who have died. Red is those who are urgent and critical. Yellow is moderately urgent. And then green is those that you're going to be able to save for sure.
Right.
Okay. Well, there will be no more reds and yellow zones anymore in this triage mechanism. There will only be green and black.
Right.
Okay. So if you take 8 billion people who are fighting for the resources of the green zone, what is that going to cause?
Yeah, massive shortages.
Yeah.
Chaos. Yeah.
So, but everyone else is going to be poisoned with radiation, even the food systems, even the animal life. All of that, all of organic life in itself that are not in a green zone is going to be poisoned for the green zone. So what you're going to have to do is figure out how do we keep those who are poisoned out of the green zone.
Right.
And now we have a mechanism that can track every single living organism on the planet.
Right. And so, well, so the pole shift, I mean, this is something that happens historically, right? Is this tied into the changing planet? Like, is the pole shifting responsible for, I was reading a thing today about El Nino, you know, coming in. I mean, does it affect the weather systems? Are we seeing that? And is this something that has happened before in history that we know about? Because I know the pole shifts every couple hundred thousand years, right? As we understand it in the geological record.
Pole shift is different than the depletion of our force field.
Okay.
Okay. What happened to Mars was the depletion of the force field.
Right.
So now all the radiation comes in, everything superheats, and everything dries up, and you have no vegetation, no form of life,
right,
as we know it. So if you start having these breaches in our force field where radiation is coming in, so now people are being radiated. Your food ecosystem is now being radiated. The animal kingdom is being radiated. And so eventually everything dies off. Okay.
Right.
And so that is the distinct difference on this extinction event that Dr. Cruz describes and proved. I thought, you know, when he said that we were seeing a shift at 33.2 kilometers per year, and I went to check it on NOAA, I was shocked to see it was 42.3. So over 120 miles, it's worse than what he said.
Right.
Okay. And you can now map there. You're seeing diagrams out there where you're seeing all these, this EMF radiation that's coming in into areas and territories around the globe. And it's massive in certain points. And so there are only a few left. There are only going to be a few areas where we're going to be safe. Now, who determines who stays in those safe zones? Why are the elites building bunkers deep underground, massive bunkers to live hundreds of years,
right,
worth of resources underground? This is what Dr. Jack Cruz is disclosing. He says they're purposely not telling the world the truth about this event.
So what is causing it? Because I was always under the impression that the magnetic field was generated by the spinning of the Earth. I mean, the Earth is still spinning. What would cause the magnetic field to lessen?
You know, that's something, a good question that we would post for him. But he says that this is happening from the outside in. So this is coming in from space. There's a frequency change that's causing this phenomenon is what his hypothesis is.
Mm. Yeah, and I think that there is obviously this debate that's been going on for quite a long time with the climate, right? And I know for about 10 years ago, there was a discussion about the impact to the globe and shifts in magnetism from like a little ice age and these other things. But
right,
one of the things that Dr. Cruz did tell us that was kind of shocking is, you know, of course, the Lord has created everything. You know, God has designed this earth. He's designed you and I. And there is a way that he has designed to reset something like this happening. And it's an X flare. So when an
right.
X flare happens, I mean, we know part of an X flare, if you've heard of this. Well, also, if it were to happen now, it would knock out all the electronics.
Right.
We would be sent back to the Stone Age. But it would reset the magnetic poles. So we wouldn't die and be discombobulated, you know, actually physically by the shift of magnetism in the event of what Dr. Cruz was describing. But we would have to go back to living, I suppose, how we lived maybe 1,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe it's good. I don't know. But
there's,
okay.
Well, there's the classic comic. I don't know if the crew can find it, where it's the, you know, humanity builds AI, AI takes over humanity, a sunspot wipes out electronics,
sure.
Humans revert to sun worship. And it's this cycle that we build up again until, you know, we have to get wiped out again.
But that's exactly,
there might be something to it.
That is the algorithm.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, yeah.
You know, man thinks that they can replace God with an AI God, and God is the ultimate programmer.
Right.
And God
and
may have something
out.
Up his sleeve.
Yeah, yeah. With a sun fart, for lack of a better term. I mean, it could all be wiped out. And the thing is, that's not, I mean, we've had these events. It was the Carrington event, right, in the late 1800s.
Yes.
It was a sun flare. And at the time, all we had was telegraph. And so the telegraph lines were like exploding electricity. Now, if that exact same thing hit, it would be obviously worse because of all the electronics that we have, and probably our magnetic shield is lessened, so we'd be impacted heavier anyway, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, and then what Dr. Cruise went into with us is that it appears they're the elite, you know, people like Elon Musk and, you know, Jeff Bezos, they're not ignorant
right.
to this threat. And thus, they're actually taking steps themselves to prepare for this eventuality, to include their investment in super yachts. Now, people think, oh, the super yachts are just for the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world, so they can frolic in open ocean and never go to jail for the crimes they commit. Yeah, that would be the, yeah, that's the cartoon. Look at that.
There it is right there.
Yes. And, well, the super yacht, apparently one of the things about the ocean is, in the event that Dr. Cruise is describing, the food in the ocean, the fish, I mean, the whales, a lot of life would survive.
Right.
Much as life survived during the flood, right? And so many of the elite are thinking, according to Dr. Cruise, that if they get into open ocean and maybe get away from the land masses, that they'll survive and they'll be able to live on in whatever existence that is without you and I around.
Yeah, well, the problem there that I see in that is that the only ones that are really going to survive are those animals, those aquatic animals that can live in deep waters.
Right.
Because that's where the food is going to be safe.
And it's funny that that's where, even now they say, scientists say that's where life began. So that would sort of fall in line.
So it's a reset.
Yeah, you know,
yeah. It's kind of weird how that may be what we're headed for.
Yeah, that's very true. All right, well, we're almost done with this break, but because I want to tie it all back in together. So how does all of this, the sun flare and the magnetic sphere, tie into the ghost murmur stuff? Basically, because we're quickly entering into a world where they are going to need total control and management of every living thing.
Absolutely.
As far as they see it. So where would the green zones be? Like around the equator or?
Well, no. He said very specifically there are certain locations, and he was not sure where he wanted to even talk about it, because what impact it may have on society. Do we have everyone now fighting to live in those green zones? And then what happens if everyone converges on that and you eat up all the resources in their green zones? Then the whole globe's done.
Right.
Of course, he's moved to El Salvador, and he's mentioned other places with strong magnetic presences. Mm-hmm. You know, and this is where he's not recommending even for people to move to, but it's where he's gone.
Interesting.
Right?
Yeah. But you'll be surprised as to where the safe area he claims would be in the United States.
Can you tell us?
Bill Gates territory.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. Pacific Northwest. Why is that?
Seattle. And he says that's where the physics shows that that's where the strong magnetic protections are going to be.
Interesting. So it's all because of the rock formations? Or?
Yeah. I'm not sure how the science works on that. That's something that we could ask him, and I'm sure he'd give us some feedback. But
I know things like limestone, when the water travels through, it creates an electric current. So, wow, this is all incredibly fascinating. We'll be right back with a commercial break. Jesse Belcher and Edward Zoll is on my show.
You know the power of turmeric, but have you felt it? Have you tried the ultimate turmeric gummies? The delicious way to harness the ancient power of golden turmeric, supercharged with ginger root and black pepper for maximum impact. Each gummy delivers 125 milligrams of premium turmeric extract packed with curcumin, the clinically studied compound shown to support healthy inflammation response, ease everyday aches, and promote joint comfort so you can move through life with ease. We added real ginger root, trusted for centuries to calm digestion and soothe the stomach, plus a precise dose of black pepper extract with pepperine, proven to boost curcumin absorption by up to 2,000%. That means more of the good stuff actually gets where your body needs it. No capsules, no bitter aftertaste, just one tasty tropical-flavored gummy a day, or two if you're feeling extra, to help you feel lighter, looser, and more energized. Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, ancient wisdom meets modern science in the best-tasting form possible. Grab yours today and start feeling the ultimate difference in health. With Ultimate Turmeric Gummies, inflammation doesn't stand a chance. Get yours today at thealexjonesstore.com.